This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. A Ukrainian regional official is warning of deteriorating living conditions in a city captured by Russian forces 2 weeks ago. He said Friday that Severodonetsk is without water, power, or a working sewage system, while dead bodies decompose in hot apartment buildings. Governor Serhii Haidai said Russians unleashed indiscriminate artillery barrages as they try to secure their gains in eastern Ukraine's Luhansk province. Moscow has claimed full control of Luhansk, but the governor and other officials say Ukrainian troops hold a small part of the province. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his military is prepared for more brutal fighting. Largely speaking, we haven't even yet started anything in earnest, Putin said. A regional official in eastern Ukraine says Russian forces are raising true hell in the country's industrial heartland, despite reports of them taking an operational pause. Deadly shelling was reported in Ukraine's east and south, and the war's death toll continued to rise. The Ukrainian government urged people in Russian-held areas in the south to evacuate by all possible means so the occupying forces can't use them as human shields in the event of a counteroffensive. Authorities said Saturday that Russian shelling killed 5 people in Donetsk province and Russian missiles killed 2 more in the southern city of Kryvyi Rih. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met his Chinese counterpart on Saturday in a new effort to try to rein in or at least manage rampant hostility that has come to define recent relations between Washington and Beijing. Blinken and Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi were holding talks in the Indonesian resort of Bali. This is VOA News. The body of Japan's former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has been returned to Tokyo after he was fatally shot during a campaign speech in western Japan. Japan's current Prime Minister Fumio Kishida described the assassination of his predecessor as an unforgivable act. Humanitarian assistance for more than 4 million Syrians living in opposition-held areas appeared in jeopardy Friday after Russia vetoed a UN Security Council resolution that would have extended the mission for another year. Former British Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak formally launched his campaign to replace departing Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Friday, leaping to the front of what is set to be a large pack of Conservative Party contenders, even as some party lawmakers push to get the scandal-tarnished Johnson out of office before his replacement is elected over the summer. Johnson announced his resignation on Thursday, a dizzying about-face after months of insisting he would stay in the job, despite mounting ethics scandals and growing conservative discontent. He quit as party leader with a statement to the nation outside 10 Downing Street, but said he would stay on as prime minister until his successor is chosen by the party. That decision didn't sit well with some of his conservative colleagues who worried that Johnson lacks the authority to hang on or could do mischief, even as a caretaker prime minister. Elon Musk has announced that he will abandon his tumultuous $44 billion offer to buy Twitter after the company failed to provide enough information about the number of fake accounts. Twitter immediately fired back, saying it would sue the Tesla CEO to uphold the deal. The likely unraveling of the acquisition was just the latest twist in a saga between the world's richest man and one of the most influential social media platforms, and it may portend a titanic legal battle ahead. Twitter could have pushed for a $1 billion breakup fee that Musk agreed to pay under these circumstances. Instead, it looks ready to fight to complete the purchase, which the company's board has approved, and the CEO has insisted he wants to consummate. And a bit more on our top story, a regional official in eastern Ukraine says Russian forces are raising true hell in the country's industrial heartland, despite reports of them taking an operational pause. For more on these and other stories making international news today, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.